Okay, hello. Welcome to Live and the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Mm-hmm. I am Dana Irvine, and we're going to record this again. It is the way that it works this year. We don't get upset and we just pause and reflect on all of the different setbacks that we've had. I'm just coming in today to talk to you about what's on my plate, where I've been, where I'm going, and I hope that you'll join me. So in the Wise Divine Woman podcast, we are going to be starting up again with the podcast talking about eating for hormone health. And we are going to be continuing on the great food and what diet and how do we, you know, where do we go from here? In the Wise Divine Woman Sisterhood, I hope you join me in the Wise Divine Woman group, our private Facebook group, really to dig down deep and ask some questions and do some group coaching together. The myself personally will be starting back up in thermography around the world, or not around the world, but you know what I mean. We're across Ontario. And the thermography doesn't stop. It's a great opportunity to, and if you're from anywhere else in the world, use thermography as a great tool to help identify, you know, stress, help you set new goals. And the great thing about the world is that we can just talk about anything and have great opportunities and give insight and trying to get you to where you need to be. And I hope that someday you'll message me and I'm going to be able to help you find the person that you may need. Or if you're looking for meal plans and coaching and insight and questions, then I hope that you'll ask me and I will be able to help you. So personally, I'm just going to be a little reflective in this recording today and in this live today, because and I certainly hope it's recording. 2020, 2021 have been fantastic. And I think this time of that time where we sit and make resolutions, where we sit and make goals, I haven't had this heavy prompting. I haven't had this urge to make goals, to make resolutions and set up all these false ideals for myself that I know I'm just going to break, because that's normal. Coming into my 53rd year of life, you come to realize it's a lot of hogwash, but it is a great time. If you're a goal maker, a list maker, and you want to set some stuff up, then please, please, there are some incredible motivational people. But for myself personally, if you're right along with me, it's like, whoa, Nelly, slow down. And I have had to learn to be still. It's a hard lesson to learn. It's been an emotional roller coaster today. Today is day 4 of being still. Not that I want to be, because I have so much stuff I need to do. But as you know, I am a busy woman and I do lots of stuff. And everyone tells me that I'm busy and you need to slow down. And I'm like, I have already slowed down enough. I've taken enough things out of my, you know, out of my scope, I guess, and it's still not. So God decided that I would be swept off my feet. Well, no, not really God, but he thought it would be time I should sit and be still and humble myself. And that's what having grace is about, right? Humbling ourselves. Do not, word to the wise, do not mix fireball and ice. Not very good when you want it. It ends up sometimes twisting an ankle and almost having a fracture. I do not have a fracture, so now I'm laid up now for about a week as I get the swelling down, because I didn't pay attention the first time and they continued on. You know, drinking and using lots of painkillers and not paying attention. So now I'm in bed. Lesson learned, right? You think in my, as I'm growing older, I'd grow wiser. Not the case. So in this year, in these last 4 days, it has been an opportunity of sitting still and listening to what I'm supposed to do this year, listening to what God has in store for me. Being a faith, you know, it's about making that choice. Am I going to listen? Am I not going to listen? Am I going to keep moving forward? Am I going to pause and wait for God to give me the promptings? And what am I doing? Am I even following God? Am I even listening to things? Am I even doing what he's called me to do? And in that, I've been still. So in my yoga faith, in my practice, we have this Be Still Challenge, which is so funny that I signed up, because usually I don't. And I signed up and now I'm stuck in bed. So it's learning to be still, learning to listen to God's voice, learning to pause and reflect, right? This goes right hand in hand with kind of the word I received or the word that I accepted, you know, how those the words, those sentences, those what people say really hit you. And it's that in the weariness will rise praise, kind of like rise out of the ashes, right? That whole phoenix kind of idea, rising out of the ashes for the glory. So 2021 has been a fantastic year. I mean, and I have to, and to go along with the weariness comes with the, for now I will praise the Lord, right? For now I will praise the Lord. And I think that's it. I think that's it right there for me. Not maybe not for you, but for me. I have spent enough time not putting him first, right? And for others, that may be just not putting yourself first. But I've done that enough. I got in the way. I had such glorious plans. I have had such. I've done so many phenomenal things last year, like breast health educator course certification. I did brand coaching with my friend Janet. I've, you know, had the opportunity for funding in courses and, you know, acquiring some great skills and traveling to some wonderful places all over Ontario and meeting some incredible women. But for what God wanted me to do and how I'm responding to women and how that's not then made me so exhausted, so weary, is that I didn't put him first, right? I didn't let him leave my path. I didn't let him take the way. I thought that I knew, and he told me once, so I just went ahead, but I didn't allow him. I didn't put my family on a mantle. I'm not sure if you understand what a mantle is. It's where, or it's making those intentions. So it's like placing my family on the mantle so that I can have I don't have that false responsibility of that care. They're all adults, please. They can make their own decisions. And that's a hard lesson to learn as a mom. It's taking my business and saying, you know, let this be, putting that on the mantle and saying, it has to be for you. You have to bring the people forth. You need to guide my mind, my mouth, and you know, give me what I need to then be better for the clients I'm coaching or for the people I come in contact with or what exactly my calling is. And you know, even with the certification of Yoga Faith, I'm so thankful. Like there's so many things to be thankful for. And that's the fault as well, not giving praise to God for these opportunities. Learning how to stretch, how to exercise, how to breathe, how to, you know, strengthen my body. And then not utilizing it like I should, right? Like it's a waste. And so I found myself really pulling away last year. I found myself really, kind of pulling away and using, honestly, drank a lot, did lots of drugs or edibles, I should say, because it is legal here in Ontario. So it's not like it's bad in any way, sort of. Let me just make sure I have sound
as well.
Here.
Oh, not good. Giving praise to God for these opportunities.
Because I don't trust it, right? So I grew really weary. And then, you know, I packed on the pounds, really pushed myself hard, really abused my body with late nights and lots of sun and lots of eating and lots of, you know, but that's fun. That's my family, and that's okay. I just felt I went overboard. And then September comes, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I go hard into keto, and hard into that, and not that keto is wrong. I love keto. And as I'm learning in menopause, women are supposed to be low carb, and that's key. And I'll discuss that later in the month. And we know how important nutrition is. But when you drive hard and you're doing excessive things, like if you haven't learned that from me, I love life large. I live it. I have fun. If I could go skydiving today, I would go skydiving. Well, maybe not with my ankle, but I would go skydiving again. There would be no hesitation in me because I love it, right? Keto, when your body is not prepared to do so, and I've talked about this so many times, and I've talked about it so many times because I'm supposed to be hearing it. I'm supposed to be hearing it. I'm supposed to be doing it. But doing heavy keto, I was not ready. My body wasn't ready. I was mentally ready. Go, go, go. And my body said, no. So I had some hair loss for lack of nutrition, I suppose, or higher stress, cortisol, pushing myself too high, and then stressed out my body. And that can be seen in my live blood, that can be seen, you know, in my thermography. And that's why I use these tools just to identify. But I was like, I can fix it up really quick. Here I am, day 4, twisted ankle, because I thought I could be big and large and have fun. So this month, it is about, for me, and I hope that you join me in my private group where I can dig in deep and say things that I may be not allowed to say in public. And you get to ask questions in the private group where we can all just chat and really have a phenomenal time. And we can, you know, dig deep. But also in my personal page, this page that we're on right now, I want to start building a foundation with you. And building the foundation is sort of that basics 1, 2, 3, which I kind of feel like we have to start over again. And that's what I felt about 2022 as well, is that, you know, I just need to sort of stop and go, you know what, screw it. I need to start over. Because we've been given this pause. And again, we get another 2-week pause here in Ontario. But it's that, are we actually doing self-care? Am I actually having that foundational sort of mineral, collagen, basic vitamin D, vitamin C? Or are we just pulling off things here or there? Are we taking care of ourselves with proper sleep habits? Are we actually dry brushing and doing some lymphatic massage to help support swelling, help support breath, help support the health of our immune system? So some things this week, so watch out for them. By Friday, I'll have the freebies listed up and you'll be able to snag those. So we have dry brushing, right? A little dry brushing handout. We'll have building your foundation with minerals and what food, things like that. The following week, it will be dry brushing, food, lymphatic massage, right? And breath. And then where do we go from there as a hot mess hormonal woman, right? And truly, I can attest to that over the Christmas season and even before then, and my business partner, best friend, Wendy, can attest, because I've been nothing but a hot mess. With the amount of stress, with the amount of alcohol, with the amount of edibles and things like that, having fun in indulgence does not help menopause at all. And it's been wonderful to sit and rest and eat clean, better food, I should say. And even though I do eat well, I do cook everything, but you always get swayed. The hot flashes have minimized. And I think it is the amount of that internalized stress that I've created over the last year. and it's a whole whirlwind. I don't know why, and I don't know why what the change is, other than I'm being still. There's less ringing in my ears. I can actually speak to you today, which I felt has been impossible. Memory of where things are located. My kids are very concerned about me, and it has been challenging in the aspect of worrying about memory loss and brain loss and all this kind of stuff, right? Especially with Deanna passing away of a brain tumor, a brain cancer. So it's always in the back of my head, something's going wrong. The amount of stress we as women accumulate and falsely assume is mind-blowing. So I hope that you take this time today, or over the next couple of weeks, or take time every morning or at lunch or whenever. At some point, please make time for yourself. Please make time to be still. Please make time to do something that's going to be a little more self-care for yourself. You've got to build your foundation. It's like oxygen mask first. I must say that every week to clients. Oh my gosh. If I'm talking to 10 clients, I'm telling them every single time, you're going to be no good for nobody if you don't put your oxygen mask on first. I'm telling you, please put your oxygen mask on. If you want to get over and get through and survive this transition into becoming the wise divine woman that you're meant to be, please stop and just make a way for you to take care of yourself. Build up your foundation of faith, build up your foundation of nutrients, ensure all of those things, which we'll talk about, and that you're taking care and soaking in the bath or doing things that are so important. You may think they're stupid and frivolous. We need to support our immune system. We need to support our mental health, and we need to support the ability to age well. So I hope you'll join me on this journey this month and moving forward with the Wise Divine Woman podcast. I hope that you're going to go ahead into the wisedivinewoman.com sisterhood and grab some freebies that I'll be creating and constantly working on. I do have so much in store. I have so much planned. I have so many great things that I'm sorry. I do have to pause and take care of myself. I lost myself along the way. And when you strive and run ahead before what God has placed before you, what God has placed in your heart, what God has in store for you, and if you run ahead, you may get lost along the way. So, thank you for joining me today. I pray all is well with you. I pray that you'll have time to be still. I pray that God will just glorify you, what you're doing. Your family stay healthy. Your work is prosperous. And I thank you for joining me today on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, in the Wise Divine Woman sisterhood, and live here today. Thank you so much.